We're continuing the Shirin in Likut Halachas, Ora Chaim, Chelek Aleph, Hilchas Beis Haknesses, Halacha Dalet, Paragraph Gimel, page 467. Ubishvil Zeh Nikra Beis Haknesses, Rav Nosson Zal is continuing from where he left off, and he says, based on what we said before, we can understand why a place where people go to daven, to pray, is called Beis Haknesses. Kishom koinsin u'mechabrim yachad kol hanitzutzos hakdoshim, because that's where we gather together all the holy sparks, va'osin shalom b'neihem, and we unify them, we make peace between them, al yedei ha'olas mayim nukvin, by elevating, by sending up mayim nukvin, she'ola shom tomid, which is constantly being cranked out over there in a bit, al yedei diburei toiru tefila kanam, through the words of Torah and tefila that are being spoken there. We spoke about these terms in the previous year, mayin nukvin and the yichud. Veze bechinas boine Yerushalayim Hashem nidche Yisrael yechanes. Yerushalayim hu bechinas kedushas habeis haknesses. The city of Yerushalayim, the term Yerushalayim, represents the holiness of a shul, a synagogue. Ki kol habotei kneisiyos mekablim kiddushasam Yerushalayim, because all shuls around the world all receive their holiness from Yerushalayim, sheshom mekoyim beis hamikdash, which was the city in which the beis hamikdash was, shemishom iker kiddushas habeis haknesses, which is the place from which holiness of shuls originates from. It all originates from the Beis HaMikdosh. Shenikra Mikdosh Ma'at. We know that our shuls are called a miniature Mikdosh. K'moshom Rabbi Seinu Zala, as the Gemara says in Megillah, page 29. V'al Shem Zeh Nikra Yerushalayim, and that's why that city is called Yerushalayim, al Shem Yira Shalom, because it combines two terms, Yira, which means respect, fear, and shalom, peace. K'moshom Rabbi Seinu Zal, as the Medrash says in Medrash Rabbah, chapter 56. Ki zeh ikar hakedusha shel habeis hamikdash ubeis haknesses, because that's the real essence of the holiness of the Beis Hamikdash and of a shul. Kal yidei hayira nizbatlin ho'artzius, because when there's respect, when there's yira, which is a form of gvura, that eliminates the artzius, the gashmius, the materialism, v'oilin kol hanitzutzos, and the sparks of holiness that are found in that area are elevated, v'oisin sholim b'neihem, and they're unified, there's peace created between them, v'choizrin likdushosam, and they are restored to their original holiness, because we're talking here about sparks of holiness that fell as a result of Adam and Chava eating from the Eitz Hadas, that caused major destruction, major harm. One of the forms of harm is thousands, millions of sparks of holiness that fell. They fell down the ladder, many of them into the domain of the Sitra Achra. And one of the main things that we're focusing on in this world is elevating, finding those sparks, retrieving them and elevating them, getting them out of the domain of the Sitra Achra, bringing them into the Kedusha and elevating them. And one of the main places where that happens is the Shul. Nimtza, we see therefore, She'ikar HaKedusha Hu Bebechinas Yira Sholem, that when we talk about a place of holiness, it's because of these two elements, Yira and Sholem. V'alkein, Mokoim Shehabei Samikta Shoimed Sham, Shehu tachlis hakedusha shel kol hakedushos nikra al shem zeh Yerushalayim. And this is why the place in which the Beis HaMikdash is found, which is the highest height of holiness, the holy of all holies, is called Yerushalayim. Al shem Yira Shalayim. Shemishom ikra hakedusha. And from there comes forth holiness to the entire world. Ki ikar kedushas kol hadvorim hu kefi alias ubirur hanitzutzos shemavarim sham. Because the holiness of anything in this world is defined based on the sparks of holiness that are found in that place, that are sorted out, that are extracted and elevated. Dehainu, how is that accomplished? Shemevatlim shom kol haklipois, by first eliminating the tumah, the impurity, the klipois, shehem bechinas artzias, which are represented by the gashmius, the materialism, umegalin hakidusha shiyasham, and we reveal the holiness that's found there. Shehem hanitzutzois, which are the sparks, shehoyu mefuzorim sham, which were scattered there, al yedei haklipois hanechosim bohem, through the forces of tuma that attach themselves to these sparks of kedusha. V'achshav, kishenizbatlin haklipov artzius. However, now when we succeeded in eliminating the tuma, the klipois, the gashmius, how? Through yira. Heim mischabrim yachad, the sparks of holiness joined together, bebechinas sholoim, umizgale kedushasam, and their holiness is revealed. Ki hanitzutzois heim koidesh, because these sparks are holiness. Ki mimkoim kedusha yalechu, because they originate from a place of holiness. Nimtza, we see therefore, sheikar kedushas kol hadvorim, who bebechinas Yerushalayim, bechinas Yerushalayim, that the real holiness of everything in this world is based on Yerushalayim, this Yerushalayim. Kalidei ha-Yira ikar bitlo artzius, because Yira is what eliminates the materialism, the covering that's covering the holiness. Shaidei ze nase sholem ben hanitzutzos, and that prepares the path for there to be, for the sparks of holiness to come together with peace. Sheze ikar hakedusha shel beis hamikdash ubeis hakneses v'shel kol hadvarim shebekedusha. That's what the holiness of the beis hamikdash and shuls and all items of holiness in this world, that's what it's really all about. We know, we say about the beis hamikdash, hapeires sukas sholoim. It's called a sukkah, a tent of peace. V'zehu bechinas Boine Yerushalayim Hashem Nidche Yisrael Yechanes. And this is why the Pasuk says Hashem is building Yerushalayim and he's gathering in the Jews who are scattered all over. That word Yechanes. Ze b'chinas beis hakneses, like a shul. Shehu b'chinas beis hamikdosh kanal. Sheshom miskansen kol hanitzutzos. There all the sparks are gathered in, Shehim Bechinas Nidche Yisrael Kedua, which are the Jews who were scattered to all kinds of distant places. Umischabrim Yachar, and they join together, Bebechinas Sholoim, in peace, Shezeh Bechinas Yerushalayim, Shezehu Iker Kedusha Sabeis HaKnesses. That's what the holiness of a shul is really all about. I remember about 30 years ago, I think it was about 30 years ago when I was still living in New York, one of the major synagogues in New York, which had a very dynamic rabbi at the time, I'm not sure whether this was when Rabbi Riskin was still the rabbi there or the rabbi who took over after him, Rabbi with a B. Don't remember. The Lincoln Square Synagogue, it'll come to me. And they realized that they were situated in Manhattan, in Upper Manhattan, where there are thousands and thousands of Jews, unaffiliated Jews, Jews who never walked into a shul, never entered into a shul, or if they did, it was only Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur at most. And they came up with a program called Turn Friday into Shabbos. And they put up posters all over Manhattan, all over that section of Manhattan. They got sponsors to be able to sponsor that they should be able to give a real beautiful meal Friday night to people, like a restaurant meal, that level, for a relatively cheap price, $15, $10, $15, that kind of thing, for a meal that in a restaurant you'd pay $30, $40, $50. And they advertised that they presented it properly, and they were getting tens, hundreds of people to come to these meals Friday night, of all ages, you know, from teenagers up, to come to experience Friday night. And they did it in a very, very light way, minimum of Yiddishkeit, a little bit of singing, a drop of talking about Shabbos or about Yiddishkeit. And this was a way of bringing in Nidche Yisrael Yechanes, the Beis HaKnesses, turning the shul into a Jewish center, into a place where people who don't have Yiddishkeit in their own homes, they have no son, could come there and get an infusion, get a taste of Yiddishkeit, an infusion, and be attracted. Then they started what was called a beginner's minyan. They knew that if they can invite people who are unaffiliated and, you know, no knowledge of Yiddishkeit, get them to come into a regular shul with shachris musaf, a 3-4 hour tefillah, they can't read Hebrew, they can't, no way. So they start a beginner's minyan just for these people, where they're going to give them 2-3 paragraphs of the tefillah, Shema, Shmon Esrei maybe, or Ashrei, a little bit each week. And they actually succeeded in bringing at least a few hundred people, a few hundred families into Yiddishkeit through this manner. It was a manner of developing this combination of Yira and Shalom, recognizing that there is a synagogue, and again, it's presentable. A person walks in, it doesn't look like a dump. It looked like a respectable building, like any other respectable building in Manhattan. And the meal, everything was presented in a dignified way with the proper respect, with the proper yira. And there was a tremendous, tremendous display of shalom, making people who were not religious, welcome, making them feel very welcome and bringing them together. Again, it's one thing to work on people one-on-one, but here, to be able to get 50, 100, 150 people together for a Friday night, the electricity, the dynamic that worked between this one recognized that one, this one, and that alone multiplied the effectiveness of being able to be Makarov people. Continuing, V'zeh shekosuv, and this is why the Pasuk tells us in Yecheskel chapter 11, ki hirchaktim bagoyim, I've distanced the Jewish people, they've made them far from me, far from, among the nations of the world, v'chi hafitzoisim bo'arotzois, and I've spread them out throughout all the lands, v'ehi lohem lemikdosh ma'at, and I will be for them, I will connect with them through a miniature mikdosh. V'dorsh Rabbi Senuzal, and the Gemara explains in Megillah, page 29, Elu bote kneisiois. This refers to the shuls. V'ato mechubor haposik heitev heitev soifel roishoi. Rabbi Nosenzal says, now you'll understand how this whole pasuk comes together beautifully, the beginning, the middle, and the end. Hainu. It begins with the words, ki hirchaktim bagoyim v'chi hafitzoisim bo'arotzois. The Jews are distant, they're far away, assimilated among the other nations. And I've spread them out in all of these countries. Shezeo b'chinas pizur hanitzutzois, shenispazru l'sham kidur. This is what the Sifrei Kabbalah and the Arizal tell us. This was a result of the Eitz Hadas and the Dor HaMabul, all the sins throughout all the generation. What it does is it causes the Jewish souls to crumble so that a soul becomes a million particles, and those million particles get scattered all over the place, different cities, different neighborhoods, different countries, all over the world. V'alkein siyem ha-pasuk, and this is why the pasuk concludes, vo'ehi lohem lemikdosh mat. And the Gemara says, Elu bote knesiyos. Kalidei bote knesiyos u bote midroshos. Sha'oiskim sham b'toyrot fila. Because through these centers, the shuls, the yeshivas, where people are involved in tfila and Torah, ayidei zeh miskansin u mischabrim sham hanitzutzos kanal. This becomes a place where those sparks can gather and unite, be brought together. Bebechinas nidche Yisroel yechanes. Nimtza, Shehamikdosh ma'at, dahinu ha-beis ha-knesses, hu ha-tikun v'ha-refua shel pizur shel Yisrael, shehefitzam bagoyim. We see, therefore, that the solution, the pasuk presents the problem and the solution. The problem is that the Jewish people have become scattered all over the place. The solution is botei kneisiyos, houses of gathering houses, where people can gather, can be made. Again, that a person should come to somebody else's house, not everybody is willing to do that. But a public place, a Beis HaKnesses, if it's presented properly, if it's inviting, if it's welcoming, and everything is structured the right way, it becomes a magnet to attract people, people who are rochik, people who are far, to bring them close and to cure them. And with this, the pasuk comes together beautifully. Where it starts off, they're very spread out, but Hashem provided a solution, how to gather them back up together. From beginning to end. Paragraph Dalit, V'alkein choshishu rabbeisenu zal beyoyser al hasholoim beveis haknesses. And this is why the Gemara and the Shulchan Aruch put tremendous emphasis on sholoim in a shul. That's the most critical thing in the shul, that the people behave peacefully and harmoniously with each other. K'moyisham rabbeisenu zal, as the Gemara says in Gittin, page 59, shetiknu beveis haknesses, that the rabbis established the procedure in a shul is kohen koirei rishon, the kohen gets called up first, then the levi, then the mipnei darkei sholoim. Why? In order to avoid any potential of a fight, an argument, a disagreement. Ki hechi doloi leisi lintsuye, said people should not get into fights. Because the Gemara says, the truth is, that's not the order. Kohen doesn't go before a Talmud Chacham. If you have a Kohen who weighs 800 pounds and he's a multi-billionaire, don't matter. He's in the back. If you have a Talmud Chacham there, he goes way, way, way in front of the Kohen. But the Gemara says that the rabbis were afraid that disagreements would break out in shul. Who is a Talmud? You're a Talmud Chacham? I'm a bigger Talmud. You know who my daddy was? You know who my grandmother was? Talk about Talmud Chacham. My grandmother knew Yiddish. She could make a chicken soup like you never saw. So tell me about it. Who's a Talmud Chacham? And they were afraid that arguments would break out. So the Gemara said, we put aside, listen to what we're putting aside. We're putting aside Kavod HaTorah, which is Kvod Shamayim. We're putting aside the most important thing in Judaism. We're saying that's secondary in a shul compared to Shalom. We're going to go systematically. Kohen, Levi, a Kohen Amoritz goes before Yisrael Talmud Chacham even. No. Ki Iker Kedusha Sabeis HaKnesses Hu Bebechinas Sholoim. Because the main function, in order for a Beis HaKnesses to accomplish what it has to accomplish, which is elevating these sparks of holiness, you can't do it without Sholoim. Shezeu Iker Bechinas Aliyas HaNitzoitzos. The only way you can get those sparks to go up, She'oilam Yishamai De Diburei Toiru Tfila, which are elevated through words of Toiru and Tfila, She'iker Tikunam, their main Tikun is dependent on, Kishem Mischabrim Yachad, their unity, their being plugged into each other. Bebechinas Sholoim, Kimavur Heitev Bahatoiranal, as Rabbeinu Zal explains very, very thoroughly in chapter 75 in Likut Imran, which this halach is based on. Ayin Shem, look over there, where Rabbeinu Zal makes it perfectly clear that without Sholoim, those sparks will not go up. She'ikr hu ha-Sholoim, u'machma she'bebeis ha-Knesses, oiskim be'yoyser la'haloi sanitzutzois, aydei she'doivrim shem tome diburim kedoshim, because of the fact that a Beit HaKnesses is a factory of elevating these holy sparks through the Diburim of Kiddusha, the fact that a Beis HaKnesses is full of words of Torah and Tefillah, which is what's supposed to make these sparks go up. Therefore, the most dangerous and destructive thing in a shul is machlokes, disagreement. Ki hamachlokes bebeis HaKnesses ubeis HaMedrash poigem ma'oid ma'oid. We know that machlokes is not good anywhere. Machlokes in a house. But chas v'shalom, if it takes place in a shul, watch out, chas v'shalom. The level of destruction, spiritual, that can come there can be million times as bad as chas v'shalom if it happened in somebody's house. Ki be'emes b'chol mokoim sonu ha-machlokes mo'id, kasher fligu rabbi senezal, be'goydel isra machlokes rabban al-salam. Because the truth is, machlokes is no good anywhere. As our rabbis stress throughout the Torah, that how terrible it is. Avol beyoyser v'yoyser tzrichem lizor mimachloikas chas v'sholom bebeis haknesses. However, all Jews have to be extra, extra careful. The minute you smell a potential disagreement, walk away. You lose $100 or you lose kavod. Not interested. No thanks. That was my aliyah. That was my chair. I have yard sight. Nonsense. If it's going to be a machloikas chas v'sholom, you walk. What do you mean? But the halacha said, right. The halacha said, no halacha. Not interested. If this person doesn't want to accept halacha, the last thing I'm going to do is fight or argue with him in a shul. He says it's his, let him have it. Sheshom oiskim tomid lesakein hanitzutzos. Because in a shul, this is the whole thing that we're involved in there. We're busy pretty much only in rectifying these sparks. She'ikar tikunam kishia shalom, which the only way to make that happen, it's dependent on shalom. She'oz yecholin hanitzutzos leschaber, that's when those sparks can come together, bebechina shalom. She'ze ikar tikunam kanal, that's the main tikun. Aval kishemoyrim machloikis shom chas v'shalom, whereas when a fight breaks out in a shul or a disagree, a verbal fight, a chas v'shalom lo aleinu, a physical fight, mekalkalin ma'oid ma'oid. It is very, very destructive. Ki yecholim lekalkel chas v'shalom kol hatikunim v'agdushos hanasim b'beis haknesses u'beis hamedrash. Because it can wipe out, it can erase completely anything that was accomplished in the shul through the words of Tefillin Torah can be erased totally. Ki ikar tikuna bebechina sholim daika, because the main effectiveness of the shul is dependent on the sholim. Paragraph Hey, Veze Bechinas Sfira Velag Boimer. And with this, we'll understand one of the most important periods of time in the year, the time of Sfira Soimer, between Pesach and Shavuos, and the great holiday of Lag Boimer, She'oz Posku Lomuz Talmidei Rabbi Akiva. That's when the students of Rabbi Akiva stopped dying. The plague came to an end. Kiheim Mesu Alidei Pigama Sholoim. Because the Gemara tells us in Yevamos, page 63, that they passed away because there was a lack of peace between them. They were religious, they were strong in all areas. This was missing. Shelo nohagu kovoid ze bo ze. They didn't treat each other with the proper respect. V'alkein meisu bimei hasfira. And this is why they died specifically during the days of the counting of the Omer. She'oz oiskim alidei mitzvah sfira lesakein hadomim. Because during the Yemei HaSfira, we are involved in fixing up the blood. Letaher atzmeinu mitumas Mitzrayim, to purify ourselves from the impurities of Egypt. Ki'isha hamitaheres labala, like a woman who purifies herself from the impure blood for her husband. Ki ikar tumas Mitzrayim hu bechinas pigam hadomim ki yodua, because the main impurity of Egypt was referred to as the impurity of blood, as is known in the Zohar HaKadosh and Sifrei Kabbalah. Bebechinas, as the Pasuk says in Yecheskel chapter 16, Vo'er voyrolayich, vo'erich mizboiseses bedomayich. Hashem said, I passed over you, and I saw you bubbling in your blood. That's the terminology that's used to define the Tumah of Mitzrayim. Ukemavura bepri Yitzchayim, and as the Arizal explains in his Sefer, Shekol kavonas hasfira lezakech uletahir bechinas hadomim kayadua, that the whole kavona during the 49 days of the Omer is to purify ourselves from the different types of impure blood. The Arizal explains this, al pi Kabbalah, how this is accomplished. We know that the 49 days of the Omer make up 7 weeks, and the Zohar HaKadosh says that just like a woman counts 7 days to purify herself for her husband, Klal Yisrael counts seven Shabbosim to purify ourselves for our husband, for Matan Torah, which is called B'yoyim Chasunosoi, the wedding night. The Ksuba was the Torah, which wedded Hashem and Bnei Yisrael. V'alkein tzrichen lispor hayomim bepe molei dafka. And this is why we count the days verbally. We have to say, today is 2 days in the Yomer, ki hayomim heim hamidois, because the days correspond to the spherois. The 7 days of the week correspond to the seven midois, shehem klolius ho'olamois, which represent all the different worlds. Shekoidem hatikun heim bebechinas pegam adomim. Before they are rectified, before they're fixed up, they're referred to as being defective because of impure blood. Shehem bechinas hachius shel ho'olamois, because they are the source of life of all of these worlds. Ki hadam hu hanefesh. The Torah tells us the reason why we don't eat blood is because blood is the life force inside the person. The dam is the nefesh and the chius. V'alkein tzrichen lispor hayomim bepeh. And this is why we count the days verbally. Kedei lahachnis hadomim l'toich hadibur hakodosh. In that chapter in Likutei Moran, Rabbeinu Zal says that a Jew, the life force inside a person is the blood. And a Jew has to try to get to a level where he's serving Hashem with every drop of blood inside of him. How do you do that? Rabbeinu Zal says, through diburim of Torah and Tefillah. The more a person is speaking words of Torah and Tefillah, millions of words of Torah and Tefillah, and those words, that's the chiyas of a person. The pasuk says, nafshi yotzo bedabroi. My nefesh comes out, I'm spilling my guts. When a person is speaking, if he really puts his soul into it, hishtabchus hanefesh, tefillah is called hishtabchus hanefesh, his blood is participating, his life force is participating in the diburim of Torah and tefillah, and we know that Torah and tefillah are called life. The Torah is called Eitz Chaim, a tree of life. Tefillah is called tefillah lokel chayoi, davening Tashem is my life. So a person, the more he engages in cranking out more words of Torah and tefillah, the more he's purifying every drop of blood inside of him. So Rav Nosnal says this is why when it comes to the Omer, which is a special season of purifying the blood, we have to say it. There's a tremendous point of saying the Omer. Because again, the Torah says, ki hadam hu hanefesh. Dam is nefesh, and nafshi yotza bedabroi. The nefesh is in the dibur of the person. So the diburim are what are purifying the blood. So that the blood is being converted into the words of sfira. And this generates and elevates mayin nukvin, the female waters that we spoke about in the previous year. Lechaber hanitzutzois, which helps unite those sparks of holiness, bebechina shalom. Nimtza, we see therefore, she'ikr hatikin shoyoiskin b'mei asfira hu lasois shalom, that the main tikkun that Klal Yisrael is trying to do in counting the Omer is gathering up those sparks, uniting them and elevating them, which is shalom. Shezehu ikr bechinas aliyas hanitzutzos. That's what it's really all about. When the Sifrei Kabbalah talk about elevating sparks of Kedusha, this is what it's all about. In order to elevate them, you have to eliminate the klipois, the ra. You have to unite them. You have to be super shalom, and then you can elevate them. Bechinas tikkun kol ho'olamos, which is what the tikkun of all the worlds is really all about. Shanu oiskim lesaknu melekatshem, which we are involved in repairing and sanctifying. Sheyu kulam munochim lekabolas ha'toyra b'shvuas, to get them all ready for the ultimate event, which is kabolas ha'toyra, which takes place on Shavuos. Ki ikar kabolas ha'toyra hu al yedei ha'sholim. Because we know that the most critical ingredient in having the Jews be able to receive the Torah was Shalom. Kamei Shekosuv, as the Torah says there in Parshas Beshalach, chapter 19 of Shmois, Vayisu me Refidim, the Jews left the city of Refidim, Vayichan Shom Yisrael neged Ohor, and they rested there, the Jewish people rested there opposite the mountain. but it uses the word vayichan, which is singular. It should have said vayachanu, they rested. Vayichan you use about one person. Vedosh Rabbi Senazal, and the Gemara says, and Rashi quotes it, kulam ki echod b'lev echod. They were like one. The Jewish people were like one there. Ma she'ein kein shar hachonios, whereas throughout their other travels, they were not like one. Shehoyu b'machloikis. It was always always complaining and fighting and birching and everything. Nimtza she'ikar kabolas ha'toiro ha'idei ha'sholom. So the Torah is making a point of showing us this was the critical ingredient. It wasn't how smart they were. It was how much they were unified. And therefore, this is what we are also involved in the days before Shavuos, the Yemei HaSfira, Sheze Bechinas Tikun Hadamim, because that's how you purify the blood, the bad blood. V'alkein, Talmidei Rabbi Akiva Shepogmu B'Sholoim, V'loi Noagu Kovoid Ze Boze, and therefore Rabbi Akiva's students who were not, did not excel in this area, Alkein Hoyon Sham B'Yemei HaSfira Daika. This is why they were punished specifically during that period of time. Kinechas Bohem Hadin Shel Yemei HaSfira. Because the Midas Hadin of the Yemei HaSfira is what attacked them. Sheikar Hadin Humi Pegam Hadomim Shel Mitzrayim. Shein Bechinas Dinim. Because we know Midas Hadin is always referred to as red, blood. The blood, the red blood of Mitzrayim, which is the Bechin of Din, Shanu Oiskim L'saknam U'lahamtikam Al Yidei HaSfira, which were involved in fixing, in repairing, throughout the Yemei HaSfira. Again, in Egypt, the Jews went down to the 49th level of Tumah, it's brought. In order to correct that, they had to go up 49 levels of Kiddusha. It's brought, the Bnei Yisachar writes, that the word, the number 49 is Bigematria Lev Toiv, a good heart. Those that study biology know that the system by which the blood travels throughout the body is called the circulatory system, because the blood circulates throughout the whole body. The machine that's behind all of that is the heart. The heart is the machine that's pumping all the time, that's pumping the blood. Blood is going in and out of the heart, and it's being cleansed, it's being processed, the lungs there, the oxygen to it, each one, but the whole force that's driving blood throughout the body is the heart, that's the pump. And that's what we're working on during these Yemei HaSfira, purifying our hearts, getting rid of any sinna, kinna, machloikis, any negative feelings towards any other Jew. We know the Gemara says in Pirkei Avos that Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai told his Talmidim, go out into the world and analyze everything and come back and tell me what's the most important thing. So each one came back with something special. One came back and said the most important thing is a good friend. The other one said a good neighbor. The other one said a good eye. Each one. And Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch said it's a good heart. Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai said all of you are right, but in Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch's words is included everything all of you said. If a person has a lev toiv, it means he'll have good friends, good everything. He'll attract good. He'll be connected only to good. Umachma shehem pogmu b'sholoim, and because of the fact that Rabbi Akiva's Talmidim were not perfect in the area of sholoim, v'hoyo b'nei machloikis, al kein lo yhoyu yecholin lahamtik hadin shel asfira. They couldn't sweeten the Midas Hadin of the Yemei HaSfira when the blood is boiling. Alkein, Nechaz Bohem Hadin Oz Daika. That's why it was during that period of time that they were most vulnerable to that Midas Hadin, Venen Shu Oz Daika. And they were punished specifically during that period of time. We mentioned once before, Reb Shimshon Ostropolia write that everything is timing. We mentioned this many times, that we are functioning within a world that's based on time, place, zman, mokoim, and then there's the creation, the four levels of creation, the inanimate, the plants, the animals, and the humans, the different levels within the Bria. Everything going on is those three variables interacting. And an example, the Meraglim. The Meraklim were special people. They were selected as to being the ones to represent the Jewish people on this mission of checking out Eretz Yisrael before we go in. The Pasuk says there, where in the beginning of Parashat Shlach, where it presents the story of the Meraglim, it says, ba 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 ba, and then it ends off with three, four words. V'hayamim yemei bikurei anovim. And the days were the days when the grapes are ripening. Who cares? What in the world does that have to do with the price of... Reb Shumshon Ostropoizal says, that's the secret. That's the secret. That was one of the main reasons why they failed. It was the timing. The word anovim, ayin, nun, vez, yud, mem, we spell it, can be spelled without the yud. The root of the word is ayin, nun, vez, mem. The word bikurei in Hebrew means ripening. The word bechor means first. First means number one. First also means before. I was here first means I was here before you. When I say I was here first, it means I was here before you. Reb Shimshon Ostropoizal says, Bikurei Anovim, before Anovim. Let's take a look at the word Anovim. Ayin, Nun, Beis, Mem. Let's take a look at what comes before it. Before Ayin comes Samach. Before Nun comes Mem. Before Vez comes Aleph. Before Mem comes Lamed. Samach, Mem, Aleph, Lamed. These were the days of the Satan. They left on Rosh Chodesh Tammuz. And the mission was 40 days from Rosh Chodesh Tammuz till Tisha B'Av. Those are the 40th worst days of the year. Those are the days of the Sitra Achra, those 39 days, 40 days, because those are the days that were affected by the 39 curses that Hashem gave. When Adam and Chava ate from the Eitz Hadas, it says Hashem issued 39 curses to Adam, to Chava, to the snake. These 39, 40 days are marked. And the fact that it was that season, they were vulnerable. They were most maximum vulnerability to fall, to fail in their mission. Just like we see here. The Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva, they were weak in a particular area. As soon as Sfira Saimer came, boom. That was the time where if you were weak in that area, the power of the damim, the bubbling, the mizboiseses bedomayr, the bubbling of the blood that's taking place then, wipe them out. V'Rabbi Shimon v'Chaverov, and Rabbi Shimon bar Yochoizal and his students, hoyu hatikun shelohem, they were the correction and the rectification of Rabbi Akiva and his Talmidim. Alkein Omar, that's why Rabbi Shimon said, anan b'chavivus atalya. Our success is dependent on the love between us, the friendship between us. Shehu shalom, which is peace. As Rabbeinu Zal explains incredibly in chapter 61 in Likutei Moran, that's one of the Rosh Hashanah Torahs that Rabbeinu Zal said, where he spoke very, very powerfully about this inyan of Sholoim, especially in a shul, in a chavray, among a group. And this is the secret of Lag Boimer, which is when the students of Rabbi Akiva stopped dying. That's when we have the great, great holiday of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochoizal. Shehu hatikun shelohem. He was the correction for them. Ki ikar tikun hadomim vanitzutzois. Now Rav Nosson Zal explains further. The main tikkun for the blood and these sparks of holiness that have fallen is when we rectify the feet, the legs. Shezeh hatikun yihye nigmar bishlemus kishiyovoi Moshiach. That tikkun will only be completed 100% when Moshiach will come, She'oz Yiskayim, then will be fulfilled the Pasuk in Zechariah, chapter 14, Va'omdu Raglov Bayoim Hahu Al Harazesim. His feet, the feet of Moshiach, will stand up on that day on the Harazesim. She'zeu Bechinas Adamotu Raglin Baraglin Hanemar Bezoyer HaKodesh Kemuva Biksovim. The Zohar HaKodesh and the Kisvei Arizal mentioned this many times, that this last generation that we are in before the coming of Mashiach is referred to as Ikvesa de Mashiach. The word ikvasa means footsteps. The akev is the bottom of the heel. That the majority of kedusha has been fixed already. Now we're at the bottom of the bottom. We're at the legs, the feet. The main tikkun that we have to fix in this generation is the feet. And this is why the pasuk could have said va'omad moshiach. We just have to get so fit. Vamdu ragla. We didn't think he was going to stand on his head. Why does it say vamdu ragla? The Zohar HaKadosh says that's when we're going to have the tikkun of raglin baraglim. That's when the feet are going to come together. The sfirois, netzach and hoy, everything that represents the feet, the malchus, is all going to come together and get its complete tikkun. V'alkein, ikar ha-hamtoko shel yemei ha-sfira, hu belag boimer. And that's why the main rectification of the whole sfira soimer is on lag boimer. Ki oz kvar higia ha-tikkun ad bechinas hoyd shebehoyd. Because if you've been counting from the beginning of Sfira till Lag BaOmer, you've gone through Chesed. The first week was Chesed. The second week, Gvura. On Lag BaOmer, it's Hoid Shebehoid. And we know that the legs, the right leg is Netzach, the left leg is Hoid. So when we get to Hoid Shebehoid, we've finished the legs pretty much. Even though you're going to ask, 1 second, what about Yesoid and Malchus? The Sifrei Kabbalah tell us that Yesoid is a summary of what's above it. And Malchus, Yesoid is called Klolius. Malchus is called Klolius the Klolius. They're not really, really original things on their own in a sense. Yesoid is a pipe through which everything functions. Yesoid is extremely, extremely important. But still, in terms of midos that are generating light in a sense, it's the five above it. It's brought at the word koil. Koil means voice, sound. The koil which comes forth from the windpipe, the six rings of cartilage in the windpipe, which correspond to those six spheroids, chesed through yesoid. So the word koil, the middle letter is a vav, which represents the yesoid. Kuf lamed is five times yud kei vav kei, corresponding to the five midos of chesed through hoid. Those are the so when we get to Lag BaOmer, which is Hoid Shebehoid, that's pretty much when we've officially come to the finish line. Even though, again, we still keep counting. We still go further till Shehu Bechinas Raglin de Raglin. The Zohar Kodesh says that's called Raglin de Raglin. Ki Netzach Vohoid Heim Bechinas Raglin Ki Yodua, because the legs are the Raglin. Ve'ikar Achizas HaKlipois Bebechinas Hoid. And we know that the main place where the klipos attack, number one, when you want to bring somebody down, how do you bring them down? You tackle him by the legs. Which leg? The weaker leg. The left leg, the hoid. Bibchinas, as the posuk says in Echo, kol hayoim dover. The whole day was filled with sadness. Kemuva, as is brought in Sifrei Kabbalah, the word dover is the letters hoid, and the word hayoim is hey yoim, the fifth day, which is again hoid. The Sifrei Kabbalah bring from this pasuk that again, the sphere of hoid is the most vulnerable in a sense, in this sense. You know, within those five, it's the bottom, it's the legs. Veshom ikar hatikun kishezoichen lesaken b'chinas hoid. And that's where the main tikkun can be accomplished, when we're zoichet to fix the hoid. Ze ikar shleimus ha-tikun. That's the real perfection of the tikkun. V'alkein, tekev kishmagia yoim lag boimer. And that's why when we get to lag boimer, she'oz zoichin lesakin b'chinas hoid shebehoid. That's when we're counting the 33rd day of the oimer, which is hoid shebehoid. Shehu ikar ha-tikun b'chinas raglin sheberaglin. That's the main tikkun for the legs. Alkein oz nestakin b'chinas tsoileya al yerechoy. That's when we effect a tikkun for how the problem first started. The problem started when Yaakov Avinu was battling the angel of Esav, and the angel saw that he couldn't beat Esav. No, he couldn't beat Yaakov Avinu. So what did he do? He hit him in the legs. He struck him. And he caused him to be crippled. Tsoileya al yerechoy. Va'oz ikar ha-hamtoko. And on Lag BaOmer is when the major, major hamtoka takes place. Ikar aliyas hanitzutzois, the greatest elevation of all of these sparks. Venase Sholem Benehem, and there's affected a major peace between all of these sparks. Those of us that are privileged to be living in Eretz Yisrael, or those who come from outside of Eretz Yisrael, to be in Eretz Yisrael Lag BaOmer, see this live. The greatest gathering day for the Jewish people of the year is not Rosh Hashanah, is Lag BaOmer. The largest gathering in Klal Yisrael for the past 20 years or so is Lag BaOmer. We're up to about 600,000-700,000 Jews that come to Miron, that come to this little village during that two-day period or so, you know, for Lag BaOmer. Thousands of buses, and which Jews come, which Jews don't come. Religious, non-religious, Taimani, every single different type of Jew that represents every single kind of spark of Kedusha, all are gathering there. And they're crying and they're dancing. You have everything is taking place there at the same time. V'alkein oz nistakein pigam talmidei Rabbi Akiva shepogmu b'sholem. And that's why that's when the tikkun is achieved for the mistake of the students of Rabbi Akiva who were poigim in the issue of sholem. V'alkein oz hu hilula rabo de Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. And that's why it's called the great wedding, the great celebration of Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. Shehu bechinas sholem, he represents sholem, ki hu hoyo hatikun shelohem. The Arizal shows that Rabbi Shimon Yochai and his chevra were the tikkun for Rabbi Akiva, ki ikar bechinas hasholem, shu bechinas tikkun anitzutzos, hu kishnistakin bechinas horaglin. The main tikkun for this piece and the tikkun of all these sparks sholem is when we make the tikkun for the feet. That takes place on this day of Lag BaOmer, which is Hoyd Shebahoy. The Iker Hahilulahu Sheoz Nistalik Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. And the main celebration is about the fact that that's the day that Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai passed away. He went up. Person would say, what are you celebrating? I thought we cry when a tzaddik passes away, it's a major loss. What's everybody dancing about? Ki b'shas histalkus nishmas hatzadik, oz humale mayin nukvin beyoyser veyoyser. The Arizal writes about this a lot, that when a tzaddik passes away, that's one of the most incredible times that this mayin nukvin is generated by the reservoir. Gallons, millions of gallons of mayin nukvin are generated when a tzaddik passes away. Ki oz ikar hisparus shehashchina misparis. Because that's one of the greatest times when the shchina takes pride and says, chazi b'may bro ko'asino l'gaboch. The shchina says to Hashem, look what this person is coming, look what this tzaddik is coming with. Look how he's adorned with every kind of jewelry, the millions of mitzvahs and maisim toivim and Torah. Look how beautiful he is. Sheze ikar bechinas ha'olas mayin ukvim. And the Sifrei Kabbalah explain, when there is this revelation of beauty, that's what elevates this mayin ukvim. Vaydeze ikar aliyas hanitzutzos. And this brings about the greatest elevations of thousands of sparks that were in the tumah, that were fallen. It helps them come up. Iker tikkun ha-sholem kana, which is the main tikkun of sholem. V'alkein, b'lag BaOmer, she'oz tzrichen l'sakin horaglin. And this is why in Lag BaOmer, when we're looking to correct the feet, she'lezeh tzrichen ha'olas mayin ukvin mineshama gedoy lamoid, which requires sending up mayin ukvin, which is being generated by a very, very holy neshama, bifrat. Especially since here there was another issue. They had to fix up the major damage and destruction that was caused by this pigam of Rabbi Akiva students. This is why out of all the great tzaddikim, the Tana Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai was chosen for this mission. Because he passed away in complete peace on Lag BaOmer, and he was zoicha that his neshama should go up with an incredible generation of Mayanukvin that rose to the highest of places. Kimuvan Be'idra Zuta Hagdesha, Al Posik, as the Zohar Kodesh expounds on this, where it speaks about Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai's passing away, where it says that the last words off his lips were, Kisham Tzivo Hashem Es Habrocha Chaim Ad Oilam. And the Zohar Kodesh says when he said the word Chaim, that's when his soul left him. With the word life, that's when his soul left him. Ayin Shom, take a look over there in the Idra Zuta. She'oz Nistalik Nishmosei Hakdoisha. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai's soul went up with the word Chaim. In this, when he said this pasuk, Habrocha Chaim. Va'yidezeh zocho lahamshich shalom. And through this, he was zeicha to generate an incredible level of shalom. Ulesaken hapigam, by uniting all those millions of sparks of kedusha. Ulesaken hapigam shel tamidei Rabbi Akiva. And to correct completely the damage that was caused by the students of Rabbi Akiva. Shezeo b'chinas hamtokas hadin shel yemei hasfira. This is what the Sfarim write about, the great Hamtoka Sadinim that takes place during the Me'asfira. She'ikar ha-Hamtoka al yidei ha-Sholoim. We know the thing that brings about the greatest sweetening of Midas Sadin is when there's peace. Ki b'shas histalkus ha-Tzadik nisrabe ha-Sholoim moed moed. Because when a Tzadik passes away, there's an incredible increase of Sholoim. B'b'chinas, as the Pasuk says, Yovoi Shalom, Yonuchu al Mishkevoisam. The pasuk which talks about a tzaddik coming to his final resting place says, Yovoi Shalom. That's what brings peace. Hanemar al Siluk Hatzadik, Kemo Shadosh Rabbi Senazal, as the Gemara speaks about this, they use the term to rest in peace. Vechein Mevoyer Boidre Zuta Sham Beferish, Al Istalkus Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. And the Zohar HaKadosh says this clearly over there. When it speaks about the passing away of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, it says that as soon as his soul left, and when he said the word Chaim, his soul left, Sheshomu Koil, they heard a baskoil say, Yovoi Sholoim, Hainu Kanal. Rav Nosal says this fits in perfectly with what we were learning here. Ashrei Loi, how fortunate is Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai Zal that he was zoche to such a madrega. Paragraph Vav, before we begin, this could possibly give us an inkling as to why the Likutei Moran, Rabbeinu Zal, begins his sefer with a short paragraph about Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai Zal. That little piece, that short piece there, which speaks about the fact that when the rabbis came to Yavne, they got together, Kerem B'Yavne, they all unanimously said that there's going to come a time when the Torah is going to be forgotten from the Jewish people. And Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai Zal stood up alone and said, I disagree. The Torah will never be forgotten. And he quoted a pasuk, Ki loy sishokach mi pi zaroi. The Torah will never be forgotten from his children. And Rabbeinu Zal said, why did Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai Zal choose that pasuk? Because that pasuk refers to him, that he would be the one to have the schus to guarantee, to ensure that the Torah will never be forgotten. The word shikha is the letters hachoshech, darkness. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai Zal would be the one to introduce a light bulb into the world, a level of Torah that's called zohar. Zohar means light, a level of light that will be so big that despite the fact that there's going to be billions and trillions of units of darkness in Ikvas of the Mashiach, the Sitra Achra is going to be cranking out every single flavor of darkness that you could imagine, every kind of trick in the book, internet, everything, to drown, to eliminate, to replace the Torah. This tzaddik was zeicha to leave such an imprint, such a bright light in the world that would continue, not just continue, but it's growing. This Zohar HaKadosh, which after they finished it, was hidden away in a cave for hundreds of years until the time came to bring it out. This Zohar HaKadosh now is being printed and reprinted, and new commentaries like never before. The Mosek Midvash, English, all come. to make it available, that this light is combating, and the Sforim write, that the greatest power that's combating the assimilation and the forces of the Sitra Achra is the great light of this tzaddik, who was zeichet to shalom. He was zeichet to put together a team of commandos, an elite team, who was zeichet to have perfect shalom between them. And he was zeichet to leave the world in complete peace, you know, knowing with such a level of accomplishment. And we know that one of Rav Nosenthal's students was once, one of Rabbeinu Zal's students was traveling once. He came to a place where they told him that the Rav is a big Talmud Chacham and a Mekubal. So he went in to see the Rav and he saw Likutei Moran on his desk. So he looked, he said, "Wow, you have this?" So the Rav said, "You know about this?" He said, "It's my Rebbe." He said, "He's your Rebbe? Tell me why he starts the Likutei Moran with Rebbe Shimon with that piece about..." The student looked, he said, "I'll tell you why. Because Rebbe Shimon ben Yochai is Bigimatria, Rebbe Nachman ben Simcha." Exactly. The son and the father, the son and the father. Implying that Rebbe Nachman had a very special connection to Rebbe Shimon bar Yochai. And that's why each one of his teachings is always interlaced with the Zohar HaKodesh, with the Tikkuni Zohar, every single chapter. Paragraph of, U'bishvil zeh hischil shloima amel. We mentioned here Hamtoka Sadinim. I once mentioned the Chiddush from the Ben Ish Chai. The Ben Ish Chai, we know that Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai Zal's career, one of the major events in his career, was when he fled the Roman government, and him and his son had to hide out in a cave for 13 years, separated from everything, from all distractions, and Elianovi and all the great neshamos from heaven would come to study Torah with them. That's when the Tikkuni Zohar was written, the deepest part of the Zohar HaKadosh. So it begins there, the Gemara in Shabbos, page 33, and the Zohar HaKadosh says that when they got to this place, they got to the cave, okay, they have a place to hide, what about food? So the Gemara says immediately Hashem made a miracle that a spring of water showed up over there, and also a Buktzer tree, a tree of Buktzer, and that's what they existed on, that's what they lived off during those 13 years. The Ben Ish Chai asks, why, out of all things, why not strawberry shortcake? Why Buktzer and water? He says simply, this was a message to them, this was to show them what they would be involved in, what their focus was going to be. The word for Buktzer in the Gemara is Charuv. Charuvin means Buktzer. Charuv, Ches, Reish, Vav, Veiz is Bigimatria, Gevura. Mayim, water, is always the symbol of Chesed. The Sifrei Kabbalah always speak about Meimei HaChesed. This was to let them know that their mission here, their learning, and everything was going to be all about Hamtoka Sadinim. The main avoid of Tzadikim is sweetening the Midah Sadin, the judgments, the Pigomim and everything, the blood, the redness, to convert it to white. Just like Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, im yadimu chatoechem, if your sins will be red, katoila, like a red bloody worm, kasheleg yalbinu, they'll be whitened like snow. Paragraph of, ubishvil ze hischil shloima melech olav shalom livnois yisoy beis hamikdash b'chodesh iyar, and this is why Shloima Melech laid the foundations of the beis hamikdash during the month of iyar. Shekol haChodesh hazeh hu kuloi bimei haSfira. The entire month of Iyar is in the days of Sfira Somer. Vayidei haSfira mesaknen hadomim vezoichem lesholoim. And we said during the Sfira Somer we're working on purifying the blood and being zoichet to peace. V'alkein oz hischel binyan beis hamikdash. And that's why that's the time when they started building the beis hamikdash. Shemishom kedushas beis haknesses ubeis hamedrash, which is the source of the holiness of all of our synagogues and all of our schools. Shekol kedushasam hu bebechinas shalom. Their entire holiness is based on peace. Ubishvil ze nikra habeis hamikdash sukas shalom. And that's why the beis hamikdash is called this tent of peace. Ki ikar kedushasoi bebechinas shalom. Because the main holiness of the Beis HaMikdash is all about Shalom. And that's why the Gemara tells us that out of all the people to build the Beis HaMikdash, you would have thought Dovra HaMelech. Dovra HaMelech was so beloved by Hashem. Hashem had such nachas from him. And he's the one who prayed so much for the Beis HaMikdash. Hashem told him, he was the one who discovered the site of the Beis HaMikdash, the place. But when it came to building the Beis HaMikdash, Hashem said to him, you can't, you have blood on your hands. That's the wording. Even though it was blood of fighting Hashem's battles. But Hashem said, you have blood, can't be the one. It's your son Shlomo HaMelech, during whose reign there will be total peace. That's the one to build the Beis HaMikdash. Because the Beis HaMikdash, the Beis HaKnesses, has to be perfect. Its whole koyach comes from this koyach of Shalom. Shlomo HaMelech, it says, Melech Shahasholim Shaloi. His name was Shlomo because he's Melech, Shir HaShirim Asher LiShlomo, Melech Shahasholim Shaloi. That's the koyach of the shul. That's the whole power of a shul is where there's the greatest degree of Shalom. So there's the story with the Chofetz Chaim, I think it was, who during his time, we know there were many shuls, and during his time is when the reform and conservative movement started really gaining momentum. And one time, he was confronted by one of these people, one of the leaders in the reform, and this person came over to him sarcastically, and he said to him, Rabbi, I want to ask you a question. You supposedly feel that you guys have the right plan. The orthodox, the observant, we're on the wrong track. How come when you walk into your synagogues, all you hear is, why is he taking my this? All you hear is broaching arguments. There's always arguments brewing and everything. You come into our temple, quiet, peaceful. It's like a graveyard, just like a grave, just mamash, like a graveyard, no fight, no noise, no fighting, no what? So the Chofetz Chaim said to him, the same guy, the same angel who tries to make machlokas in our shul, tries to cause every reason, any possibility in the world for people to argue and fight with each other, is the same guy who makes sure to it that in your temples there's perfect decorum, peace, perfect peace. Because to try to chas v'shalom ensnare people into thinking, but we know that that's not the real peace. The real peace is when you have people who have different opinions, the way they're entitled to. In Torah, people have different opinions, they disagree, they argue, and from their argument, they come to a unity, either through majority and majority rules, or they find out who has the right opinion and all are nichna to him. The real definition of peace is when it's coming from a place of holiness, not chas v'shalom the opposite. Got it?